Ricky, another very frustrating day. We just don't seem to learn defensively, do we? We're making the same mistakes. Makes life very difficult. Yeah, it's good going forward, though.
Embarrassing. Yeah. We are good going forward. That's why we look good going forward, because we are. Mm. We're just embarrassing defensively. Absolutely embarrassing. Last week I was angry because we threw points away. Today we didn't throw it away because we, in effect, were behind for most of the game. And the first goal, not good enough. How you can allow somebody to get a shot away from 20, 25 yards out without actually blocking him is poor. The second goal was a free header, one of the smallest players on the pitch. Free header in the middle of the goal, 6 yards out. Embarrassing. The third goal with our captain and goalkeeper, absolutely embarrassing. People were laughing about it. It was that comical.
It was.
And then the fourth goal was a breakaway from our corner, where the lad, you know, he's had two opportunities to clear the ball, two opportunities to defend and clear the ball, and then gets out muscled and he scores. It's simply not good enough, mate. And do I see it changing? Probably not. You know, because I don't think that the players care enough. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it. And, you know, I'll be honest, probably they're not good enough, which is why they keep doing it. So is it going to change? Unless I change the players, probably not. So, you know, we've got some decisions to make going forward. We've got a game Tuesday night where they have an opportunity to try and change my opinion of them. But at this moment in time, my opinion is that out of possession and defensively, we are very, very poor and probably not good enough for the level. And until the players start to show that they are and start to stop conceding fours and threes and twos every single game, then my opinion is not gonna change.
It's not easy, is it? Hard to take any positives from it, really. I mean, Tom Knowles looked good again.
Yeah, great.
We did look good.
I thought Deck and Rogers had a really good game.
Yeah.
I thought Deck worked hard. I thought he had good quality. I thought he made good decisions. I thought he played well. I thought Knowles, he played well. You know, but these are players that you're talking about going forwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of possession, I don't really think that anybody has got any real credit. Do you know what I mean? I think I can't question their effort. I can't. They work really, really hard. Are they given everything that they've got to try and do the right things? Yes. They just probably make stupid mistakes, stupid decisions. Subsequently, every time they do it, it ends up being a goal and it gets highlighted even more. But they have to work it out themselves, because they're letting each other down. If you read the team sheet, the score, Nigel, it says St Ives Town 2, and you're at home and you've scored two goals, you should be at least getting a draw.
Something out of it, yeah.
And we're not. We've scored three goals away at Bishop Stortford and lost. We've scored two away at Merthyr and lost. We've scored two today and lost. You know, it's not good enough.
No.
It's not good enough, mate. Yeah. And there's no coincidence. We are where we are, and we've 12 games left. We're looking over our shoulder at the team at the bottom of the league, hoping that they don't pick up points, because there's still a chance they can catch us, and there's still a chance we could potentially go down, and that would be really disappointing, because I think the group is better than that, but they're just simply not showing it at the moment.
Mm. Got to perform on the day, haven't you? No matter how good you are on paper, you've got to perform on the
day. Yeah, look, you know, we've had a real long chat, and last week I was angry and I let the players know I was angry, and we had a few, you know, we made it a bit personal and we dug a few players out, and today we've had more of a discussion, because I just don't think screaming and shouting at the players has a positive effect in any way. You know, we've had an open discussion, and the players have had a good input, and you know, I've listened, and it's given me food for thought, and I'll go away and assess that, and they can go away and assess what's been said. And, you know, Tuesday night we've got an opportunity to try and put it right, change my opinion, for them to stop letting each other down. Otherwise, if we don't do that, then post Tuesday night's game against Royston, things are going to have to change. And I don't like being in this position, but I am in the position, so we'll see how Tuesday night goes, mate. And we'll be positive, and we'll try and put in a better performance, and we'll try and get something out of the game, and hopefully we will, and we can kick on. And if not, we'll deal with what happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Redditch Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, it's Redditch. Yeah. Sorry, it's Novum Royston. Well, we can play Royston.
Yeah.
All right, cheers, mate.
Okay, thank you very much, mate.